This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Cottage pie, but it's made with brisket. And then the top, spuds obviously. We've got a bit of onion and some scallions and a bit of smoked cheddar. So nice and warm. And, you know,
so
nice
brisket is the one that kind of falls off if you cook it slow and
it's a cheap cut. So what I did, John, was got four bits of brisket, just nice big chunks, and just sealed them off, and then I put in some passata, a bit of beef stock, some carrots, some celery, some onions, just cooked all that down, put it into the oven, left it for about 3 hours.
Really?
I did, yeah. Right. So you can do this in your slow cooker, and you see if you're going to do it, do a load, because I always think, if something takes that long, do a load of it, do it in a big pot, and then just freeze some of it, and that would make a nice pasta sauce, or it would do, and on top of risotto, something like that. So, and then just to finish that off, because it's the time of year for it, just a nice couple of spoonfuls of horseradish sauce.
Lovely.
Because everybody loves a bit of horseradish.
Into the mix to give it a wee bit of a tang.
Yeah. Right. So that's our filling. That's our bottom made. And I just shredded that meat.
Mm-hmm.
Let it rest for a while, and then just take two forks and shred it apart. So it's a completely different texture from mince. There's nothing wrong with a mince cottage pie. We all love that. But this is just a wee bit more
texture
to it. Yeah.
So when you go and buy brisket in the butchers, uh-huh, do you get it on? Is it on the bone?
Well, you can get it on the bone. Or what I did was I asked the butcher it was a boneless roast. And there's very little fat on it as well, very little fat. So so there was no waste in this at all. So you're talking about, for a bit of brisket, I guess it was about £10 a kilo. Mm-hmm. But then you get loads out of it.
But a kilo, that's loads.
And then the key about it is to put loads of vegetables, put loads of carrots, celery, onions. You can finish it off with a lake at the end. So that's the thing, is to eke it out. Sometimes if I'm going to be really miserable, I put some lentils in too, John.
Yeah.
That's good. Or beans, couple of cans of cannellini beans or bolognese beans. It's lovely, so that's that bit. So then that's our meat. So we'll put that into a dish, and then I've mashed some spuds. So these are some Morris Pipers.
Morris Pipers,
nice,
okay.
Local Morris Pipers grown by my friend Richard, so he'll to give him a plug.
Absolutely.
So there we are. So just to put our brisket into the sweet dish, and then so we'll give this these are already mashed, John. If nothing in that, just spud, season up with a wee bit of salt, and then what I'm going to
do, no
butter in it yet, but what I did was I fried off an onion here just in some butter, just so it's nice and mm-hmm. golden brown, so you get a nice onion, because you want a nice oniony mash. And then the other thing into this, some smoked cheddar.
Into the mash as well.
Yes, into the mash, yeah. Right, I'll leave a wee bit for the top. Nice, good dollop of creme fraiche. So there's actually no butter, very little butter in this.
It's not too unhealthy.
No, apart from that, there's quite a bit of cheese in there, John. So
well.
You don't have to put that in, And look, the thing about it is, if you get a nice spud, you don't really need to look. A lot of chefs put in like a pound of butter and a pound of spuds, and I've been guilty of that in the past myself.
Occasionally.
you know. But I think if you get a really good tasty spud, and the thing about the good tasty spud is the one you get from the farmer and it's caked in dirt,
yeah,
and give it a good wash and, you know, peel it and you know, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you get loads of flavour from that. You know when you're from the country, you're brought up in a way that if you've got 8 people coming around for dinner, you cook for 16.
You need to absolutely feed them. Yeah. That's right. That's part of the...
And it's actually helped me in my career that I have been nearly caught out a few times, me, unexpected, and it's served its purpose. Right, so then just that's our mash there, John. So just give that a really good stir around. So you got those nice wee flecks of scallion, and mm-hmm. you get that nice smoky bit from the, you know, from the smoked cheddar.
Somebody was telling me there's a tradition in Catalonia. They have what we call scallions. They call them calçotes.
Oh yes, yeah.
Calçotes.
Yeah.
And
you can buy them. I saw them in London last week. They're actually in
big long scallions.
They're in season at the moment.
Uh huh. And you strip the outer, you cook them, uh-huh. strip the outer leaves off them,
uh-huh.
and then you dip them in whatever cheese or whatever you've melted,
uh-huh.
and then you eat them in one, like you kind of put it up above your head and just kind of ngung 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 ngung.
Couldn't you? You wouldn't need to take the outer layer off, just eat the whole thing.
I think that'll be class.
Oh, that's a new tradition, definitely.
Look at that.
Mashed potato on top, and then just a wee bit of the smoked cheddar on top of that, John. And then what we'll do is just stick that into the oven.
So let's see.
Right, we're good here. Oh, hello.
Oh, it's bubbling.
There we are. That's
so it's a wee casserole dish with your brisket,
yes,
that's done in the tomato, the passata, and stock, and
bit of horseradish,
and carrot and celery, uh-huh. and then on top of that you have the mash, which has the fried onions,
yes,
and the wee scallions,
yeah,
and a bit of smoked cheddar in it,
uh-huh.
and then topped with another wee bit of smoked cheddar.
So you get that away. Nice wee tap there. You see the smoked cheddar on top. Yeah, I think you should leave that for about maybe 3 minutes.
It looks nuclear now at the minute.
It does look nuclear, yeah. It does.
Okay.
Right.
So that has settled down a wee bit now.
That was volcanic there for a minute.
It was volcanic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Crispy top. Oh. So hello. Well, I mean, your brisket took a couple of hours, 3 hours.
A couple of hours, John, yeah. But that's one of those things, you
take the afternoon,
you don't have to do anything while it's cooking. It's not that you have to stand over it, you just shove it in the oven and forget about it. And as I said, make plenty of it, and then you make loads of it. Now, that's one of those things, isn't it, for just an old cold old day, you know, cold damp day.
Yeah.
Nice bird.
Another success. Lovely. Thank you, Paula.
Oh, thank you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.